This is a Cinderella story, and it starts with a song. Here's Daniel Knox playing the old organ at the Music Box Theater in Chicago, where he's a film projectionist. He volunteered to play for his favorite director, David Lynch, at the opening of his new movie, Inland Empire. It was a packed house.
I have a weird relationship with luck.
On his 22nd birthday, Daniel Knox won $100 on a scratch-off lottery ticket. Then a week later, he won tickets in a raffle to see his favorite songwriter of all time, Paolo Conte.
And then I won the Tower Records Blues Sweepstakes.
Which meant a brand new custom-built Gibson guitar. But he didn't want to play guitar.
And so the CEO of the Gibson Guitar Factory hands me this, you know, beautiful thing that he says, this is for the future guitar players of America. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to sell this for a keyboard like immediately when I get home. If you're gonna
fool around. Before the gig playing the organ for David Lynch, Knox says he mostly played bars with old lady names. Phyllis's, Sylvie's.
Some things have come to me in miraculous ways, but I think the hard work is done alone and by just toiling away in secret. What have they done to you
now? But then along came a fairy godmother and an even bigger break.
The Barbican show happened because I got an email from David Coulter, this guy in England.
That's the Barbican Center in London, the largest performing arts center in Europe. David Coulter happens to play the musical Saw, but he also coordinates concerts and highly conceptual stage shows. Coulter was inviting Knox to be part of a show with Rufus Wainwright, another of Knox's favorites.
I mean, it just sounded like somebody inventing a fairy tale for me. And I thought, you know, and I think I wrote him to say, this all sounds wonderful, and I'm amazed that you thought of me for this, and how did you get in touch with me, and how did you find me? But if you're lying, I'll find you, whoever you are, and you know, I'll get you.
But it was really happening. David Coulter was taken with Knox's voice and simple piano arrangements.
I sat down and talked with him. He explained that he had seen a video on YouTube of me playing my organ piece for David Lynch.
So Knox flew to London to play in Coulter's production Plague Songs, based on the biblical story of Moses. Knox performed an original piece about the plague of boils, and then even more good luck, or a bigger miracle, or just the natural result of hard work.
Brian Eno walked up to me and told me, you know, I enjoyed your performance. It was one of my favorite things in the show, and it's very nice to meet you. And it was pretty stunning, you know, having someone like that come up and give you a compliment.
But what the Cinderella stories gloss over is the morning after the ball, going back to sweeping chimneys, the waiting, the self-doubt. A burst of
pain. Then I came home, and the first thing I did was I had a show booked at a place called Ronnie's. I wanted to just kind of like slap myself back into reality for a minute, you know, and let myself know, okay, well, this isn't going to happen all the time. Be afraid. About it. I've got this big thing, and it seems like it was just handed to me on a silver platter, but I feel like I earned it by, you know, by working on my songs and kind of putting my attention